Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for October 21st, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. And our top story is the Global Call for Peace by youth around the world, inspired by the International Peace Youth Group in Germany. On August 20th, 2022, the International Peace Youth Group, a subsidiary of the Global Peace Organization, HWPL, Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, founded by Korean War veteran Chairman Man Hee Lee, made an appeal for peace between Russia and Ukraine during an event held in Frankfurt, Germany. This was a catalyst inspiring youth from around the world to appeal to the end of the war. The IPYG, International Peace Youth Group, held the Art for Peace Night event at Gunthersburg Park in Frankfurt, Germany. And as the war between Russia and Ukraine is still going on, this event with the theme of art to wish for an end of the war and peace was effective in spreading the word and igniting young people to take a stand. Young people who are often those who are asked to participate in war and on the front lines of war realize that as this war goes on, it continues to affect their present and their future. Through this event, the German youth put on performances of peace, wrote handwritten peace letters, and also conducted a We Are One painting activity with handprints. More than 80 people participated in this event, and more youth were able to have a desire for peace as the images spread around the globe. HWPL has been inspiring young people to be a part of the global peace movement for the last several years. And we'll share with you a bit of history on the formation of the International Peace Youth Group, as presented by HWPL.
A gathering of the youth for world peace, International Peace Youth Group, IPYG. In May 2013, 30,000 peace-wishing youth from around the world gathered at the World Peace Gate in Seoul, South Korea. HWPL Chairman Man Hee Lee proposed the answer to achieving cessation of war and world peace to the youth who are threatened by war. We call on all youth to unite in an effort to stop wars and pursue the restoration of peace by registering to the one and only International Peace Youth Group. With this declaration, the work of world peace begins. The IPYG was established based on the declaration of world peace for the youth to protect themselves and create a world of peace without war. The IPYG, an organization under the umbrella of HWPL, is working for world peace with 851 youth organizations in 111 countries and 5 million youth. In order to spread the mentality of peace outlined in the Declaration of World Peace, the IPYG established May 25th as the 525 Peace Walk Festival Day, and they commemorate this day yearly with over 1 million people in 106 cities of 41 nations. The IPYG speaks of peace in an era of war and conflict. The IPYG Forum, held during the World Peace Tour, is a priceless and precious time to plant the seed of peace in people's hearts and meet the youth organizations and youth members who will join in the effort for peace. When a war breaks out, who goes out to the front lines to fight? It's the youth. Neither the politicians nor the laws of our world have been able to compensate the youth whose lives have been sacrificed in wars. A person's life is greater than the whole earth. peace, where everyone in the world could live in, is what is truly valuable. This is why I do the work of peace without rest. Doing this work of peace is the answer to achieving your peace. Peace awareness must begin at a young age. As they grow up, peace will become the path to a better future. Through different activities, like talking about peace and drawing peace, a tree of peace grows in our hearts. The IPYG supports the DPCW for cessation of war and world peace. The definite answer for cessation of war and world peace, the DPCW, comprised of 10 articles and 38 clauses, is a declaration for the cessation of war and world peace, first conceived by HWPL Chairman Monty Lee and drafted by renowned international law experts. The DPCW is a powerful peace declaration that fundamentally prohibits wars, weapons of war, and any and all actions that can lead to war. The 10 articles of the DPCW contain what is essential to the youth of today, such as prohibiting the threat or use of force, peaceful conflict resolution, religious freedom, and spreading a culture of peace. The IPYG holds various support and publicity activities so that the 10 articles and 38 clauses of the DPCW can develop into a legally binding document. The peace letters are handwritten letters asking nations, heads of state, to support the 10 articles and 38 clauses of the DPCW so it can be submitted to the UN as a draft resolution. In South Korea, 15,000 handwritten letters asking for the President's support for the DPCW and the peaceful unification of the Korean Peninsula will be delivered to President Moon Jae-in. The peace letter campaign is happening all over the world, sparking a revolutionary way to achieve peace. The IPYG spreads the value of peace through heavenly culture. Every year in September, political leaders, religious leaders, and heads of various organizations visit South Korea to attend the World Alliance of Religions Peace Summit, a grand peace festival for all people. The youth of the IPYG exhibit and share the value of peace to all guests in attendance. 12,000 IPYG members train for 5 months to illustrate the true image of war and the practical way to achieve world peace through heavenly culture. The card section touched the hearts of those at the WARF Summit, compelling them to join in the work of peace. The youth who were once sacrificing at war are now protecting themselves from war, fulfilling cessation of war, and world peace by planting hearts of peace around the world. The peace being fulfilled by the IPYG can only be achieved when all the youth of the world take part. Let us become messengers of peace with the IPYG.
And that was the information about the youth organization Igniting a Global Movement for Peace and the End of War, appealing to those in the Ukraine and Russia to choose to study war no more. The Community Film Workshop of Chicago is celebrating 50 years of empowering independent filmmakers in a special event to be held November 4th, 2022. The Community Film Workshop of Chicago has a vast history of helping those who desire to use the medium of film to tell a story and to influence culture and even politics. Founded in 1971 by the American Film Institute and the Office of Economic Opportunity, the Community Film Workshop of Chicago, CFWC, offered 16-millimeter film training for, quote, minorities and the disadvantaged. In the rigorous 12-week production class, each student produced two short films. CFWC was headed by the late Jim Taylor, known as JT, who embraced the entire media community. He was a mentor to three generations of film, video, and photographic artists in Chicago and nationally. Community Film Workshop established an environment where many people of color and women, news cameramen, editors, producers, and the technical crews on television, commercials, feature films, and independent media projects got their start. JT's disciplined and nurturing style anchored the core values of the organization. His legacy continues through the work of his wife and executive director, Margaret Caples. For over 49 years, Community Film Workshop of Chicago has successfully implemented neighborhood film festivals, summer youth programs, citywide career days, visiting artist programs, equipment facility access grants, and co-sponsored a national media arts conference. Core to Community Film Workshop's programming has been its intensive hands-on training program. CFWC co-sponsored a series of neighborhood film festivals, Self-Portraits, Minorities in Film. These festivals were the forerunner of many of the existing ethnic-specific film festivals. The Build Illinois Filmmakers Access Grant supported over 50 emerging filmmakers with equipment and post-production editing to produce longer format films. CFWC graduates have gone on to work on films at television stations and in the arts in Chicago and throughout the nation. Graduates include Catherine Nero for The Calls, Stephen Winter, Shirley and Jason, Carmen Eli Wilkerson, The Choice, and the late Prashant Baragava, producer of Patang, The Kites. CFWC graduate Jacqueline Stewart, professor of cinema and media studies at the University of Chicago, has been named a host by Turner Classic Movies, Silent Movie Programs, making her the first African-American host in its 25-year history. CFWC graduate Michelle Armour sold The Honorable to CBS. Co-created with Ali Leroy from Everybody Hates Chris, The Honorable is produced by Dr. Phil's Stage 29 Productions and CBS Television Studios. We'll share a bit about the history of CFWC and who is its founder, the late Jim Taylor, who set a standard for many of the excellent filmmakers to come.
And all that good stuff.
And this is Jim Taylor.
And I'm very happy to see you here, all of you. We're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of work, and we're going to accomplish a lot of great things.
And this is the story of the Community Film Workshop of Chicago celebrating 50 years.
Roll sound.
The Community Film Workshop taught many technical skills to aspiring filmmakers.
Action.
It was a way for filmmakers to get their start in writing and producing. And here's a few words from Margaret Caples, who continues on as its executive director. And the organization, located in Chicago at 6200 South Drexel Avenue, room 201.
The Community Film Workshop Council of New York was started in 1968. They established film workshops in New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, New Mexico, Kentucky, Puerto Rico by 1970. You had the Black Power Movement and the Black Arts Movement. So it was a time of social change and cultural grounding. People were exercising freedom of speech and protesting the Vietnam War. The goal of the community
And we're back. You're listening to On Air Daily News for October 21st, 2022, reminding you all of the upcoming 50th anniversary celebration continuing for the Community Film Workshop of Chicago. The 50-year celebration kicked off in November of 2021 and continues with an upcoming film screening on November 4th. And Community Film Workshop headquarters is 6200 South Drexel Avenue, room 201 in Chicago. And we continue with more on this upcoming event as discussed by Margaret Caples, its current executive director, continuing on the legacy from her late husband, Jim Taylor, who was instrumental in the training of many now renowned film producers.
There was a set curriculum. All students made two films, a voiceover film and a sync sound film. They rotated crew positions. We emphasized teamwork and being on time. When participants finished the program, we got them internships with production houses and jobs in television and on feature films. Well, the workshop became popular in 1971 when it was established because it was so unique and so many things were happening, so people came from everywhere to find out what was going on. I came to Chicago in 1968 from Memphis, Tennessee, to get a master's degree in social work from the University of Chicago, and I met JT on my second day here. I guess you can say that I really never left the workshop because I enrolled in the first class, and JT and I were a May-December couple, and we got married in 1973. The workshop started in March of 1971, and within that year, they received notice that the funding was just cut abruptly. But JT and his staff had started developing a nonprofit organization, and they received their first grant from the National Endowment for Arts. And then they received later grants from the Illinois Arts Council, the City of Chicago, and support from the MacArthur Foundation. Our students have worked at Harpo Studios, local television stations, and on independent film projects. They've won Emmys. Their work has been showcased both nationally and internationally in film festivals and in theaters. Many of them have their own production companies. We moved to Inglewood because we felt that that community needed us and we wanted to serve the black community. One of the things JT really wanted to do was to incubate a film organization for blacks. In 2012, we started collaborating with organizations to develop new programs. We helped to start Real Black Filmmakers. Real Black Filmmakers is a network that provides information, resources, and assistance to filmmakers of African descent. We study and analyze visual media with the goals of educating and uplifting our communities worldwide. While I was on the board of Cartoon Films, Gordon Quinn talked to me about a diversity program. And we, as Community Film Workshop, we have always tried to collaborate and partner with other organizations to develop new programs. And so we came up with this idea of the diverse voices and docs to help emerging filmmakers of color move to that next level of getting their project completed. We meet with fellows once a month from January through June and offer workshops on production development, stories. So it was a time of
And that was Margaret Caples, the executive director of Community Film Workshop of Chicago. For more information on the upcoming 50-year anniversary celebration and the film screening, go to cfwchicago.org. That's cfwchicago.org. In additional news, in Lansing, Michigan, Michigan is one of the 20 states chosen to participate in a national education initiative aimed at aligning math pathways with future career interests. Brandy Johnson, president of the Michigan Community College Association, said, "We are excited to collaborate with our fellow education partners on this initiative to remove barriers to student success that currently exist for some students in math courses. Working to ensure our math curriculum prepares students for their futures. It's important work, and we're proud to be part of this effort." The Launch Years initiative is run by the Charles A. Dana Center at the University of Austin and will be joined collectively in Michigan by the Michigan Community College Association, Michigan College Access Network, Michigan Department of Education, and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunities Office of 60 by 30. This initiative aims to address three barriers that often stand in the way of student success in math, including: number one, students experience inequitable opportunities to learn. Access to high-quality materials, advanced courses, and effective instruction is often too limited for students in high-poverty or majority black or Latina areas than for students in wealthy or majority white areas. Number two, mathematics is misused in college admissions criteria. Many colleges and universities use mathematics as an admissions gatekeeper. Requirements that prioritize algebraic courses over other rigorous pathways such as statistics have little or to no relation to students' readiness to succeed in courses that may be more relevant to their career aspirations. And number three, post-secondary readiness policies are inconsistent and misaligned. The definition of post-secondary readiness varies across K through 12 and higher education, leading to a wide variety of course requirements. How post-secondary readiness is defined often determines whether a student will be required to repeat courses or be placed in non-college credit remedial courses. Ryan Fewings Bliss, the director of MCAN, the executive director, said Michigan's engagement in the Launch Years initiative will contribute to valuable cross-sector work that improves math transitions, closes racial equity gaps, and brings us closer to our state's 60 by 30 goal. He also stated that research shows that only 18% of Michigan community college students placed in developmental education math courses go on to complete their degree within 3 years. By redesigning transitional math courses, we can significantly increase the number of first-year college students who complete a gateway math course in their first year. Michigan education leaders will be able to share best practices and collaborate with educational leaders from the 19 other states participating in the effort. The effort will focus on offering alternative math pathways for students while focusing on modern curriculum and content to allow students to learn math skills that match their future goals. Sarah Serpicki, Office of 60 by 30 Director, said, "We're focused on helping Michiganers achieve the post-secondary goals that will help them thrive in their life and career. This means we're always looking to make that educational pathway smoother and more aligned with the needs and dreams of students. Without lowering the bar, the Launch Years initiative will help us ensure we're taking a common sense and aligned approach to math education in Michigan that helps more people succeed." This is an opportunity for those who are considering ways of enhancing their eligibility for college to take a look at ways they may have been discriminated in the past using math as it said, a gatekeeper. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday on Air Daily News. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews and hear the latest news from across the nation and around the world, where people are creating a difference. And we invite you to call in and share your good news, people who you see making a difference, a positive difference in the places where they live. Give us a call, 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749. Or write in your information on our radio webpage, www.blogtalkradio.com/onairnews. On Air News is part of the On Air Network. Go to www.onaireverywhere.com and follow our daily radio broadcast on the radio network page. You can hear our daily shows in the archives each day. Again, go to www.onaireverywhere.com. And here are daily radio broadcasts on the On Air Radio Network. Well, that's all for today's news. Join us again on Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock p.m. Central, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and wherever you are in the world, you can join us live. Go to onaireverywhere.com and look at the time zones on the radio network page and find out where you can join us live. Feel free to call in during our radio broadcast and give us your feedback at 515-605-9749. Until Monday, enjoy the rest of your day.